The heart of a believer is like that of a needle of the compass. When the compass is placed on the ground, then after shaking a little while, it settles down and it points towards the north. It is at ease, it's no longer agitated. Like that is the heart of a believer. Our mashayikh have given this example, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatul Ali. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali Arif Billah used to say that our Qibla is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the moment we start moving away from Allah by committing sins, then we feel restlessness. We are unstable. The heart begins to tremble, begins to quiver and shake. We feel uneasy. And we search for sukoon again. So then, just like how the compass is placed, after it's lifted and the needle moves, it shakes. But when it's placed back onto the ground, after a little while, it comes back to ease, it stops and faces north again. Like that, a mu'min, the moment he commits sins, he feels uneasy. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ لِذْنُوبِهِمْ. So a mu'min, the moment he commits sins, he feels his uneasiness, restlessness, bechaini. He looks for sukoon again, which is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives the sukoon to his beloved ones, to the believers. So the person makes tawbah. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes sincere tawbah. And he makes the dhikr of Allah. He makes istighfar. And again he feels the chain and sukoon in his life. The tranquility, the serenity. And this is what we all have to keep on doing. That our qibla must be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time we are seeking Allah Rabbul Izzat. The moment we move away from Allah, we feel restless. Or we should feel restless. So what should we do? Just like how the compass is put back onto the ground and it faces north again, it becomes at ease. Like that, our hearts must turn again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will get the sukoon and chain. Oh, Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi Hazrat Mullah Rahmatullahi used to mention that when a person is wearing a white kurta, then one stain that comes onto his kurta, it shows out, becomes outstanding. So immediately he goes and he washes off this stain or some dirt that has come onto his garment, especially if he's wearing something white, so one can see it. So immediately he'll go and wash it off to look neat and tidy again. But there's no blemish, no stain, no spot on his garment. Like that is a believer. The moment one black stain of sin comes into his heart, immediately he makes attempts to wash it off. And that is the purpose of these majlises and programs. So that we turn to Allah, we remind ourselves. We remind ourselves all the time. And because we're living in such environments that we become caught up with temptations and sins, therefore we have to keep on making the dhikr of Allah, reminding ourselves, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who? Those who commit sins. Person has committed some indecent act. He has violated the command of Allah. He has disobeyed Allah. He has wronged himself by disobeying Allah. He has made zulm upon himself. So immediately they make the dhikr of Allah. They make sincere tawbah, istighfar, and they come back to Allah. And this is what we will be saying in the month of Ramadan. That we slip, we make an error, go back to Allah. Allah is waiting to forgive and pardon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Our condition should not be like the disbeliever who has no Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. Oh, like the grave sinner. A sinner who openly violates Allah's commands. So his garment is stained completely with all types of marks. Like a person who's working in a garage or some workshop or a blacksmith. He wears an overall, a dark overall. He doesn't wear a white kurta or a white garment. So there's so many stains, it doesn't bother him because his overall is either black or a dark color. So no person can see the stains, and the stains does not bother him no matter the amount of stains that comes onto his overall. So a person who is a perpetual sinner isn't bothered about Allah. He makes there's no dhikr in his life. There is no fikr in his life. There's no khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't worry about hisab, kitab, accountability, reckoning, day of qiyamah, hashar, nashar, nothing. So what happens to him? His condition is he sins and he sins and he sins. His heart becomes engulfed with black sins, black spots. Just like the person who is wearing the dark overall and which is stained all throughout. His entire overall has got big, big marks, but one cannot see it because it's black in color. It doesn't bother him because he has become accustomed to these marks on his overall. So a perpetual sinner becomes a habitual sinner. What happens? His heart becomes so black. So no matter what sins he commits now, it doesn't bother him. That's not a shan of a believer. A believer immediately wants to wash away. He wants to wash away the stubborn stain that has come onto his heart. He'll polish it. How? With the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With sincere tawbah istighfar. We're trying to make amends and tries to rectify his life. And when this happens, then he becomes mindful of Allah and he is seeking Allah Ta'ala in every moment of his life. And that is what we spoke about a few weeks ago, that become the lovers of Allah. Seek Allah, look for Allah and become the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله forgive us our sins my Allah يا الله wash and cleanse our hearts my Allah يا الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts make our hearts shine again my Allah يا الله help us to polish our hearts with ذكر my Allah Ya Allah, help us to refrain from sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat, my Allah. Do not make us fall into temptations, Ya Allah. Don't make us break our promises we made to you in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Don't make us slip, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good environment, Ya Allah. Give us a dini environment, an imani environment. Give us good friends, my Allah. Keep us in the company of the pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, every step that we take, Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every sin we have committed, major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, even after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, tu raham ka mamla farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, strengthen our hearts, my Allah. Give us that bond and attachment with you. Give us that love, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs, my Allah. We've got so many hajat and desires, my Allah. We've got arzu and umids, my Allah. We have, Ya Allah, aspirations, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais murad, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. All our hajat, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله جو بمار هلك شفاء طافرما يا الله whatever pains people are suffering with يا الله remove those pains my Allah يا الله give us عافيت In our bodies, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, fazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, halawat, iman, istiqamat and taqwa, ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing amal saliha. Help us to control our gazes, my Allah. Help us to lower our gazes, ya Allah. Help us to control our tongues, my Allah. And every limb of our bodies, ya Allah. Give us that taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi become asan for us. Give us halal and tayyib sustenance, my Allah. Make us used in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from depression, my Allah, and hum and gham, my Allah. Don't make us become cowards, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us have, Ya Allah, become overpowered with debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo makruzi. Ya Allah, help them to fulfill their debts, my Allah. Those who are looking for halal, rozi, my Allah, and jobs and occupation, find them the correct occupation, my Allah. Our young brothers and sisters who are looking for suitable marriage partners, Ya Allah, you find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a life full of bliss and taqwa and happiness and afiyat and sukoon and chain. Ya Allah, those who are married, Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Make them pious, my Allah. Make them righteous, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله all those who are sick and ailing give them complete shifa all the marhumin give them jannatul firdaus remove any type of azab if they are suffering from in ya allah in the qabr ya allah give them the highest of stages in jannat give their family sabr jameel make it be easy for their family members my allah ya allah give us mawtin madina sharif baril jannatul baqi Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kuthur water from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us in the jannah without any reckoning. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny. Ya Allah, our friends, our relatives, musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, Ya Allah, every ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those requested duas, answer their duas also, my Allah. Ghaibin, hazirin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Ya Allah, every good work of deen accepted, Ya Allah. Da'wat and tabligh. Ya Allah, the tazkiyah programs that take place in the khankas, Ya Allah. Oh, madaris, makatib, Ya Allah, ulama. Ya Allah, making effort, Ya Allah, huffaz, my Allah, in hifz classes, different organizations, whatever good work they are doing, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.